Bore da.
Good morning. Right, our reading this morning is from Letter of James, Iago. We're going to read a few verses from the first chapter, then we're going to jump to the last few verses of the letter. So we'll read James 1, verses 2 to 8 to start with. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does. Then if we jump to the fifth chapter and the final two verses. My brothers, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring him back, remember this: whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death and cover over a multitude of sins. Well, thanks for the invitation to come here and talk this morning. I'm from Bangor originally. Then I went to live in Aberystwyth, and now I'm back in North Wales. Who needs to see the world if you can buy a Michael Palin DVD for a tenner in Tesco? So that's my life story. Extremely boring. But I lead a small church in Caernarfon, and we're very blessed to have Peter and a team over there today. You can pray for us. Caernarfon, for those of you who are new to the area, Caernarfon is just 10 minutes down the road. It's a small town, a very Welsh-speaking town. 86% of the people of the town are Welsh speakers. But it's a very deprived town as well. And it's a town very much in need of the hope of the gospel. So if you can pray for the work of the church there. But anyway, we're going to have a spiritual MOT together this morning, if that's okay. Now, I hate the MOT on the car. And I hate it because of the bill you get at the end, you know. My last MOT set me back £500, and I was not a happy man. But the MOT, in its essence, is an important thing. It's a good thing. It was introduced, first of all, in 1960. Some of you might remember. I don't. I'm young and hip. It was introduced because, at the time, road accidents and deaths on the road were very high. And it was because people were driving around in cars which weren't safe. So the government brought in this MOT test to make sure that everyone was driving a safer car, to keep everybody safer and keep the deaths down, as it was. The problem was the lights on cars weren't working, the brakes weren't working, etc., etc., and people were not safe. So the MOT was brought in to keep people safe. So in the same spirit, I hope all of us can go on a spiritual MOT together this morning. And in light of the challenge in the two final verses of James, I think it's really important that we go back to the basics, you know, and check that everything is in order and that we are indeed putting our faith in the right place. I'll read the final two verses again. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring that person back, remember this: whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. These verses challenge us to realize that straying, you know, letting the brakes not work, letting the lights not work on our spiritual journey is as dangerous as letting our cars on the road become not safe. So this morning now we're going to go on a little MOT together. And we're going to start, we're going to start with the exhaust and emissions test, all right? Now, is there a mechanic here at all? No, good, okay. Because if there was a mechanic here, he'd know I was stretching this a little bit. But anyway, now, one of the first things you get in an MOT test is this exhaust and emissions test. Essentially, it kind of checks what comes out of the backside of the car, you know, because the guts of a car is a dirty thing. There's lots of oil, petrol, and grease, and so forth. And therefore, if what comes out of the exhaust of the car is too dirty and too harmful, then the car fails the test. And the first port of call on our spiritual MOT is to ask the simple question, what is our emissions and what do we emit, as it were? And by default, the first port of call in our MOT this morning is to sober up and realize that we emit sin, as it were. What comes out of us by default, before God intervenes, is dirty. The Bible makes this clear time after time. If you take Romans 3, 22, 23, for example, there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So when we look at our emissions test, as it were, the first port of call is to realize that we are indeed sinners, and what comes out of us is just as dirty, just as bad and harmful as what comes out of an engine of a car, as it were. Now, these days, you've got green cars, haven't you? You know, those little cars? I call them kind of granny cars, you know? Nissan Micras, Corsas. And if you're a man driving one of them, sort yourself out. But, you know, they're kind of the little cars with little emissions. And of course, you've now got electric cars that's got zero emissions. But it doesn't work like that with us and God. There isn't kind of better persons. There aren't kind of lesser sinners. There are certainly no zero emission sinners amongst us. All of us have sinned. That is our default position. And the Bible teaches us that it's something we need to realize, it's something we need to repent about, it's something that we need to say sorry. But it's easy, even as Christians, to wander away from that, isn't it? And to forget that that is where we need to start. That is where we must start before God. And the problem is that as sinners, we are in denial about our own sins. Now, what I mean by that is that we like to compare ourselves with other people, don't we? You know, kind of, okay, I haven't murdered anyone, I haven't, you know, done anything terribly bad. And if we compare ourselves with other people, we might come out okay. But the Bible teaches us that we should compare ourselves to Jesus. And therefore, we come to a realization that we are sinners that are in need. It's like a big Volvo comparing itself to a big Land Rover and saying that its emissions is all right. You know what I mean? It's not about comparing ourselves to other people. It's about comparing ourselves to Jesus. And when we do that, we realize that we are sinners in need of repentance. So that's the first part of the MOT test, is just to come back to that daily and realize that we are sinners in need of a Savior. Now, if we move on to the second part of the MOT, the tires. Now, a car must have tires, and it must have the right tires to keep on the road. In the same way, we as sinners need a Saviour and the right Saviour. Now, when you go to the mechanic to change your tyres, all right, he'll offer you three options. He'll offer you the budget tyres, the medium tyres, and the premium tyres. Now, when I was a student, and I was a student for a long time, I always went for the budget tyres, obviously. 30 quid, can't go wrong. But, of course, you paid in the long term, didn't you, if you went for the budget tyres. You don't get your money's worth if you go for the budget options. The budget option tyres were only a short-term fix. They didn't get to grips with the problem. They didn't get to grip with the road as a proper tyre would do. Now, as sinners, we are sometimes tempted to go looking for a cheaper-looking fix. We're tempted to go looking for a quick fix, something that seems to be a good idea at the time, but really we need to go for the premium option, the only true option that's going to sort us out. And that real option for us is Jesus Christ. I mean, we might be tempted to go down another route to sort our lives out. We might be tempted to go down and do something for ourselves. Go for the budget option, that sounds good. But the option we need to choose is Jesus Christ as the Saviour. There are plenty of stories in the Bible that talks about this. For example, the people who built their houses on a sand and the rock. Matthew 7. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Now, if Jeremy Clarkson would have written a gospel, that story would have been about the foolish student who went for the budget tyres and not for the real tyres. Are you getting what I'm going after here? We are tempted to go down other routes, to sort our problems, to sort our sins. But we just need to turn to Jesus. We just need to turn to the real thing. Putting our faith in Jesus is the only way to have that peace of mind, of to get that deliverance from our sins, to get that maddeiant. What's that in English now? Forgiveness. That's quite a crucial word I should have worked out before I came here. Don't tell this one. Sorry, yeah. I don't speak English that often, and I never preach in English. Anyway, back to the point, Jesus. So that's the second part of our spiritual MOT. In the same way as a car needs the right tyres for its journey, we as sinners need the right saviour for our lives. And Jesus Christ is that saviour I'm here to talk about this morning. Now, the third part of our MOT tests. Can anybody work out what car this is? It's just like a Golf, isn't it? Anyway. Now, one of the important things about, if you're getting an MOT test now, check your lights before you go in, all right? Because the mechanic only has to turn on the lights, and if one bulb doesn't work, he fails you straight away. So sort out your lights before going for an MOT. But anyway, now, the MOT test checks if your lights are working. I mean, you need your lights working to see where you're going, to guide you on your way. And in the same way, we as Christians need a light to guide us. This is getting a bit cheesy now, isn't it? So we've started with the emissions test, realizing that we are sins that need a saviour. Then we moved on to the tyres, the right tyres, the right saviour. But now we need to realize what's going to lead us in that life with Jesus. In the same way a car needs its headlamps working, we need a headlamp too. And of course, psalm, or you say psalm or something, there you go, is it silent B? I don't know. Psalm. Psalm. Psalm, I say. Psalm 119, 105. It's that verse you learnt as a kid. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. I mean, sometimes we stumble through life, don't we, trying to guess the way. But we don't have to do that. God has provided us with a light. He doesn't expect us to guess the way. He doesn't expect us to try and work it out on our own. God has provided us with his word, with the Bible, to light us and to guide us. So in the same way as the mechanic checks that the headlamps are working on the car, all of us have got to check this morning that we are using the Bible as the headlamps for our life. Now we've got to spend time in the Bible. And, you know, reading the Bible can be difficult, but we've got to spend time reading the Bible, chewing the Bible together so that we can grow in knowledge and discernment. Now, I heard someone explaining once what the difference between knowledge and discernment was. Because lots of people can know facts about Jesus. Lots of people can know facts about the Bible. But the Bible encourages us to go deeper and to build in knowledge and discernment as well. And I heard someone explaining once that the difference between knowledge and discernment was this. Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Discernment is knowing not to put it in a fruit salad. That's good. Now, but it's important, isn't it? I mean, knowledge is one thing, but we've got to know what to do with it. We've got to let what we learn in the Bible mold our lives. We've got to know how to live for Jesus. And the only way to do that is to have the headlamps on. And the headlamp is the Bible and is Scripture. Now, the great thing about this learning the Bible together is that God doesn't want us to do it alone. God has placed us in a church to learn off each other and learn the Bible together. And to, it's like, you know, driving in convoy. You know what I mean? Kind of when you're going to somewhere on holiday or whatever, you're driving in a convoy. And it's like that with learning the Bible. We are moving together in convoy together in the church, learning the Bible. Now let me take you back to the verses in James. Click. Anyway, I'll read them. And the next one. In verse 5. Anyway, I'll read them. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth, and someone should bring that person back, remember this: whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. Now, like I said at the start, the MOT test was introduced because people were dying in accidents, because people were driving around in cars which weren't safe. Now, if someone was driving round in a car without an MOT today, the consequences would be pretty serious. I mean, if their brakes weren't working, they could have an accident. If the police would catch them, they'd get a hefty fine. There are consequences to driving around the place without an MOT. And I think these verses here tell us that there are consequences also to driving around as Christians without this spiritual MOT, without going back to the basics. I mean, I haven't said anything big this morning, but what I have done, hopefully, is take us back to the basics. And thus, as an MOT does to a car, hopefully this morning, we can do the same spiritually. Go back to the basics. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins. I mean, this verse tells us to keep each other in check, you know? Kind of, are you okay? Do you still realize that you're a sinner in need of repentance? Are you still depending on Jesus as your Savior? Are you still using the Bible as a headlamp to your life? We should ask these questions to ourselves to get us back to the basics time over time. Now we had, first of all, we had the emissions test. The realization that we are sinners that need to repent and say sorry. And that's not a one-off event in your life, the saying sorry. It's something we need to do daily. Secondly, the tires. As the car needs proper tires, sinners need a proper Savior. And our Savior is Jesus Christ. And the headlamps. As a car needs working headlamps, we need the Scripture to lead our Christian lives. Now, through faith, I hope all of us pass this MOT test together this morning. But there's one more thing about the MOT test. As I said at the start, my MOT with a car cost me £500. And that's the worst bit about the MOT test, is when you walk over to the counter in the garage and you just, oh, is it going to be big? How much is it going to be? Am I going to go on holiday this summer? Anyway. But when the bill for this spiritual MOT gets handed over to us, the amazing thing about it is it's got the stamp paid on it already, because Jesus Christ has paid for this spiritual MOT for us. So we pass this spiritual MOT together this morning because God has saved us when we were still sinners. Jesus has loved us and paid this MOT test for us. So this is good news. It might be sobering to get us taken back to the core central truths of our faith, but hopefully it's warming and it's full of hope also, because Jesus has paid it all. For his name, amen.